Chapter 12. Anna. Wednesday, 7th of August, 2013. I was in a cafe this morning having a coffee with the other mums and babies when I saw the newspaper. On the front, "Was Megan a child killer?" was written in big letters. I couldn't speak. I just stared at it. I tried to call Tom on the way home, but he didn't answer. As soon as I got home, I read the news online. The article said it was possible that Megan had been involved in the killing of her own child 10 years ago. Could that be the motive for Megan's murder? Tom rang me back.
"Don't worry," he told me. "Half of what they write in the newspapers isn't true."
But who would make up a story like that? And why? And I can't help thinking that I knew there was something strange about that woman. Something cold. I'm glad she's gone. I never liked her anyway. I kept thinking about the times I left Evie alone with her, and it made me feel sick. I feel desperate, because now every time I close my eyes, I see her, sitting there at the kitchen table, playing with Evie. I don't think she enjoyed it. She always seemed so happy to pass Evie back to me when it was time for her to go. It was as though she didn't like the feel of a child in her arms.